Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this morning? It is so good to see everybody. And what a colorful display we have up here. You'll want to check that out if you haven't at the end of the service. The flowers are given by Fred and Kristen Lau. Happy Agape Love Day. Is that a real day, or did you just make that up? That is true. Well, that's very nice. Happy Agape Love Day. Birthdays. Mark Holmes is having a birthday on the 16th. Dick McKay on the 21st. And Jeanette Hershey and Bob Felter is having an anniversary on the 18th. The Tuesday night, the men's Fat Tuesday Pancake Supper, 5:30 to 6:30. Adults are $4, children are $2.50. The proceeds go to the Haiti relief effort. Bill McCarris is going to be providing entertainment during the meal. And men, we still have room for you to sign up on the board out here in the church or the office lobby. There's a sheet out there, and we got some room on that. These things are a lot of fun. I was here last year. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of work, but a lot of fun. So men, come on out. That'd be really good. Sign up, come on out Tuesday night. You'll have a good time. Next Sunday, finally, we're giving away all that food that we collected around Christmas for the that's one of the Mayflower and the other 45 other churches. And if you want to be involved in that, I hope you're praying for that. If you want to be involved in delivering the food, Mark and Lola will fix you right up if you see them. That's next Sunday. And then all month we're focusing on missions, mainly Haiti. So you can make a cash donation throughout the month. If you're writing a check, just make it to the Haiti Earthquake Relief. No, make it check to Mayflower, designate it Haiti Earthquake Relief. I'm going to get in trouble here, which I seemed to do really well last night for some reason. And all the proceeds from the Tuesday night pancake supper will go to that also. And we have a dinner theater read-through, 11:45 in the church lounge. Yes?
There's a four-page article on the Haiti missionary.
Out by the mission board. There's a table out by the mission board, and there's an article from the NA out there about the our missionary there, right?
Yeah. What's happening in Haiti.
Yeah. Okay. Morgan.
Today's my last day of fundraising, so I'm going to need a book from the people live after church.
Oh, darn, it's the last day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then if you don't go to her, she will come to you. She needs to really work on her shyness. She really does. Any other announcements? We knew that, Morgan. Okay, let's enter into worship.
Thank you.
Join with me in the call to worship. As the deer pants for the water brooks, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Hymn 68.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God, in a world where truth seems so relative, your word is a solid foundation. Where love is but a flickering, momentary flame, your passion is a constant ember. Where peace is misunderstood as an absence of conflict, your reconciliation is a voice of calm amid the storm. Where joy depends upon outer circumstance, your happiness is an ever-flowing spring from within. As we sing your praise, awesome God, we open ourselves to you, that we may receive your promised Spirit. Abide in us. Help us to abide in you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Our first reading today is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 8, 15, and 18 through 24. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was no one to till the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till it and keep it. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, to all birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with the flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh."
You guys are really good. Singing like that is really hard to do and stay on key. That was very nice. I know they don't like clapping sometimes, but they're shy.
Can you stand up and show off your Valentine's dress?
Catherine's going to step out here and model her Valentine's dress because she has lovely hearts of all colors of the world, and I wanted you all to make sure you see it. Can you do a little spin for me? Woo! You look very pretty this morning. I'm going to have a seat. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. So I figured, you know, what is Valentine's Day? So I turned to my trusty source. Oh, do you know?
It's about loving people.
That's pretty good. You might have just undercut. I might just stop there because I think she got it all. But we'll pretend she didn't say that, okay? We'll just pretend you didn't get the right answer, all right? Okay, so I went to my trusty friend, Mr. Google, this morning, and, you know, I looked up to see what he had to say about Valentine's Day, and, oh, I read pages and pages about ancient Roman festivals of love and something about Roman men going to find a she-wolf and catch it, and, you know, and then different festivals, and then Valentine's, and how there were three Christian martyrs with the name of Valentine, and they all have different stories, and the basic point at the end of the article was nobody really knows, you know? Nobody knows. We don't know why Valentine's Day. We don't know why here, and I guess what I was thinking about is maybe after Christmas, we're into February, we're heading into Lent. Maybe we just need a day to remember what's important. And this is where Catherine, give me your answer again. What's important? What's Valentine's Day about?
You just love loving.
Loving people.
You got it. And maybe that's what we need. We just need a day in the middle, especially here in our colder states, when to remember what's important in life, and that is loving people and remembering them. And we, you know, we've gotten into showering them with gifts and, you know, getting them cards. And everybody was at Target last night, and as the total kept going up on the cards, my eyebrows were going up too. And it was almost like fainting by the time you get all the grandparents and the great-grandparents and everybody in. But we're blessed to have so many people that we needed to remember today. And so maybe that's what it's all about, is just taking a day in the middle of a really yucky time of year to remember that we love the people around us, and we love them for different reasons. We love our parents, and we love our grandparents. And those of us who are fortunate enough to have found our soulmate, we love them. And those of us who are fortunate enough to have children, love them. And those of us that have great neighbors, love them. And then those of us that have church families are especially fortunate, even though we don't share cards with each other. We feel the love in here every Sunday. So we are all kind of dressed casual today because Mrs. Mack and Mrs. Wheeler are going to be baking some cookies. So we're going to be going downstairs and making a mess with frosting. So hopefully you'll all come and enjoy our fruits of our labor in the social hall after church. We're going to say a short prayer and head out the back hall, okay? Heavenly Father, you guide us towards what we need without us even knowing. Thank you for giving us a day to remember those that we love and to show them how much they mean to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. After you get a save a coffee hour, we have tons and tons and tons of stuff. We got to start coordinating this a little bit better. But today we are going to eat well at coffee hour. Okay, you won't have to eat for a week. Before we go on, prayer shawls. The ladies of our church keep knitting and crocheting prayer shawls, and they go down to the Grand Haven Living Center for the ladies down there, and are much appreciated. And they're going down today on Valentine's Day. Anne and Dave are going to drop them off. I'm sorry. Such a hard name to remember. And he won't take me golfing next summer if I don't behave. And you know, so we're going to take a moment and pray over these. And you want to come up and look at them. We got a nice little tag on them. And they're just lovingly made.
And we want the people to know that people are praying for them, let alone just keeping them warm. So if you'd join me in prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for all the love that went into these. So many ladies working so hard to make all of these beautiful, beautiful shawls. And we just pray that your blessing and anointing will go with them. Get them to the right people. Help them and work through them. Even in the book of Acts, we see where your anointing went through pieces of cloth to help bless other people. And do that here. Get them to the right place. Bless those ladies. Bless these that have made them and participated in this. Thank you for letting us participate in this wonderful ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. And you really need to come look them over if you haven't. They're just beautiful.
Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. That's a little different than the society teaches that we live in. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. And the little cartoon there. Lord, grant me faith to be a faithful steward. And thank you for the privilege. If I would have wrote that, that's what I'd wrote in there. Thank you for the privilege of being a faithful steward. It's a great privilege and a great blessing. As we take a little bit of what we have, give it back to God. Let God multiply it and bless it and get it where it needs to be. And that way everybody gets blessed. Now, isn't that a privilege to be part of something like that? That is. So I invite you to worship God with your giving this morning.
Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to give back to you a little bit of what you've given to us. You take such good care of us. You help us. You bless us. You get us through the tough times. You're always there with us. And we just pray that you'll take this offering, multiply it, bless every need of your children who have given unto you, of the church, that all the church needs can be met, and there'll be abundance left over to spread your word throughout this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
second reading is out of Luke chapter 9. Starting at verse 12. Now the day was ending, and the 12 came and said to him, "Send the crowd away, that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside and find lodging and get something to eat, for we are in a desolate place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless perhaps we go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down and eat in groups about 50 each." They did so and had them sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke them, and kept giving them to the disciples to set before the people. And they all ate and were satisfied, and the broken pieces which they had left over were picked up, 12 baskets full. Now, had we not moved Mission Sunday, this would have worked out great because this was supposed to be last Sunday's sermon. But we had to move Mission Sunday, so you get the sermon anyway. How's that? Well, I can't rewrite a whole sermon. We just switched them around. A story we're all really, really familiar with. We know it. We talk about it. We've read it. Jesus out preaching. Multitudes, of course. 5,000 men, so we got, 15, 20,000 people, women and kids. And they didn't have, one-hour services with a clock on the back wall for the preacher to look at. You didn't used to either, but you found out that I have a tendency to talk a little long, so you put a clock up there. I really do appreciate it. I really do.
It's slow.
It's slow. It's 5 minutes slow, but, See, that way we start 5 minutes early and go 5 minutes late. Y'all think I let you out on time. That works out well. But here they are. And they've had this whole meeting, actually several days of meeting. They're out in this desolate place. And the disciples come to Jesus with a very good statement. Look, 5,000 people. I mean, I was thinking about this. Charlotte's 8,000 people. If we brought in 5,000 people with all the restaurants we have in Charlotte, we could not feed anybody without long lines everywhere. And we sure can't put 5,000 people in Charlotte in the motels. We actually do have a couple motels. But that's a lot of people. Just 5,000 men is a lot of people. And so the disciples come to him, and, very good advice. Send them away. There's villages around. They can go to the villages and go to the surrounding area. They can get something to eat. They can find lodging. Say, this is a good idea. Many a time I've gone to God with good ideas. I have. I've thought about it. I've prayed about it. I've worked it out. I've stayed up late at night working it out, gone to God. Say, I have a great idea. Here it is. What do you think? He says, "Well, that's a pretty good idea. But instead of that, you feed them." Excuse me? We have a small boy's lunch. That's what this is. A small boy's lunch. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. That's all we've got. Do you want us to go? Again, my comment last week about, the disciples being poor. When's the last time you heard a poor guy say, "You want us to go and buy food for 5,000 men?" I'm telling you, Jesus had a treasurer who was a thief. Right? Jesus is Lord Ministries. That's the name of my counseling ministry. We don't have a treasurer who's a thief. We don't have nothing to steal. Yeah. You can drain my bank account and not get much. You gotta have money to have a thief working for you. So I'm telling you, our idea sometimes about where Jesus was is a little different. That was free. That has nothing to do with this. Just in case you wanted to know that. Good advice, but I don't want to do that. I want to do this instead. I want you to feed them. Excuse me.
got a small boy's lunch. That's all we've got. And Ben says, he says, have them sit down in groups of 50. And by the way, if we're going to go buy food for all these people, some of these people got to come and carry it back, because I can't carry food for 5,000 men. What do you mean have them sit down? Did you know that obedience is always an act of faith? Do we know that without faith it is impossible to please God? And many times we're like the disciples who say, increase our faith. But there's three things that are tied together in the scriptures, like a triangle. Faith, obedience, and love. I'm talking a lot about love today. Yeah, my Taz, Dr. Love on, you know, today. See? You know, this is one tie I'll never wear out. I wear it once a year. Well, by the time we wear this one out, I've been around way too long. Yeah, love. Sometimes it's not a faith problem. Sometimes it's not a faith problem. Sometimes it's an obedience problem. What do you mean have them sit down? Okay, what are we going to do? Sit down, groups of 50. But have you noticed that sometimes God just kind of says, let's do this, and does not explain why? You ever ask God, why, what in the world are you doing? I am. Excuse me. You know, before I was in the ministry, I worked in the shop a bit. I can actually read a blueprint. You know, can I have a little blueprint on this? I can read. You just give it to me. I'll read the thing. I can read a blueprint. You don't even have to explain it to me. And God just says, come on, trust me. Obedience is always an act of faith. He does not always give us an explanation. Sometimes, I believe, see, out of the five kids, all of them thought they could drive my car at five. All of them. You know? Daddy, let me drive. No. Why not? No. Because explaining to a five-year-old why they cannot drive the car is fruitless. You know? Because on the first couple, you try that. After a while, it's just, no. Because I said. It's fruitless to tell a five-year-old, you can't see over the dash, you can't reach the pedals, you can't drive the car. Oh, yeah, I can. And sometimes that's with God. We're saying, God, why? And God's saying, look, I can explain it to you in really simple detail, and you still wouldn't get it. Because as smart as we think we are, even with the simplest things of God, we still have a hard time understanding God. And so God just says, no, here, do this. No explanation. So sometimes it's not a lack of faith. Sometimes obedience is required. Sometimes it's a lack of love. Now, that last song we sang, I hadn't heard that before. That's a good song. You know, I mean, if Paul was a singer and wrote songs, I think he would have wrote that one. Because that's where it came from. It came out of his writings. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love. Love. See, if I have faith that I can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, we do a lot of that around here. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor and have not love, it accomplishes nothing. Love. Sometimes it's not a faith problem. Sometimes it's a love problem. Because faith without obedience won't work. Faith without love won't work. Love without obedience won't work. You got to have them all in there. Like a triangle. See, you get a triangle. You take away one side. What do you have? You have an angle. Yeah, the triangle is gone. You no longer have a triangle unless unless all those, you don't have a triangle. It doesn't work. You have something else. And so Jesus says, have them sit down in groups about 50. And the disciples did. And then, see, here's the path of blessings and even miracles. Here's the path. Jesus prays over the food, which is a good habit to be in. Especially, well, because that's out today with food poisoning. You know, so, yeah, so you really want to pray over your food when you go to lunch today. Not ours back there, of course, because it's really nice. But, see, and he starts breaking it off. And what did he do with the food when he broke it off? He blessed it, broke the food, gave it to the disciples to give to the people. Now stop and think. The blessings in your life, most of the time, have they not come through other people? Seldom am I walking down the street saying, yeah, you know what, I need some money, and find a bag of money. Seldom. That's never happened. But, yeah. Usually, our blessings come through another people. We're raising money for Haiti. Today, we got a basket out back, actually, on the missions table that says, Haiti. Somebody already threw 20 bucks in there this morning. I'm presuming it was somebody. God might have thrown that 20 bucks in there. But it probably came through a person. I mean, God can rain money down out of heaven, right? Oh, yeah, God can do anything. But the path of blessing is God takes what he has, gives it to his disciples, who give it to the people in need. Who receive it and accept it, every need gets met, there's abundance left over. We have the opportunity, well, sometimes we're the one in need, and someone, God blesses us through somebody else. Sometimes we get to be the disciple. And God says, here's your stuff, and then we take it. That was pretty. And we take it. I got to quit saying that because every now and then I forget to put my phone on vibrate. One of these days, right during the choir anthem or right at the end where it's really silent before, yeah, then my phone's going to go off. And yeah. But until that day, I'm just going to harass you about yours. Anyway, see, that's why I was in trouble. I didn't tell you that. Every room I was in last night, I was in trouble. Yeah. Everywhere I went last night, I was in trouble. Do you know why? Barb wasn't here. Do you know why? My mouth had surfers. Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. Yeah, that would be it. You know, my mouth is going to be in all sorts of trouble. So, we get to be the disciple. See, twice a month, Mayflower gives me a check. Thank God, tomorrow's payday. Yeah. Hey. And I get it. And now I have an opportunity to be a disciple with that. Yeah, most of it's going on me and Barb. That's the truth. And through me and Barb to bills. That's where most of it goes. But some of it I get to say, okay, this is God's. See. Sometimes needs arise. And God provides so that we can be the disciple meeting the blessing of the other person. See how that works? So when we're praying for Haiti, we're praying for missions, we're praying for one of the many things here, the prayer shawls. I mean, we can pray for prayer. Lord, bless those ladies down at Grand Haven Manor. Bless them. They need a prayer shawl. Bless them. And if you all do like I do, which is not crochet, say, well, if the Lord's going to bless them and I'm praying, that's got to come through somebody else. Because it's not coming through me. I don't get to be the disciple in that situation. But if nobody is crocheting, then we can pray till we're blue in the face. going praying, God bless people, you might be the one. God might say, that is a great idea. I like that idea. Now, you go and do this for them. Oh, no, God, really. I just wanted to pray. I didn't want to go. Excuse me. I don't want to go. I just want to pray. And God says, well, come on. I want to bless them. You go. Okay. We get to be the disciple. Now, that is a great privilege. So, when everybody is being the disciple that God wants him to be, okay, we come up with our great advice to God. He says, let's go a different way this time. Have the people sit down. So we have them sit down. God starts handing us. We're probably thinking, if I was thinking, I'm naturally negative anyway. You know, okay, well, where is this? How far is this going to go? They will give it to the first six. They won't get enough, but, you know, they'll get a bite. And how long does it take to feed 5,000 men by hand? Even if you get 12 of you doing it. I mean, last night, it took 45 minutes to feed the first 95 people that came through. Yeah, we were just sitting there dishing it out. It was cool. Well, if we had 5,000, how long would it take to get 5,000 men of chicken supper? It would take a while. It would take a while.
We'd still be in there.
You know, see. So, he just keeps breaking it, passing it out, breaking it, passing it out. The disciples are delivering the blessing. And afterwards, he says, okay. Oh, you're not done yet. Excuse me. Because once we feed the last person on Second Saturday Supper, the work's not done. The cleanup takes as much work. Well, I've never been involved in preparation. That takes a lot of work. Actually, delivering the food to the people is probably the easy part. That's what I do. And then I skip out on my job and go yak at people, and Noreen had to cover for me last night. I looked up there and thought, she's doing a good job. I'm going to keep talking. No. Yeah. Yeah, then I come back and said, did you miss me? And that was one of the times I got in trouble. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, afterwards he says, let's pick up everything so that nothing is lost. See, that's our job too. There are, I don't know how many people in our community, used to be good church-going people, raised in church, maybe. They've been in church for a while. How many people have been in church over five times? Audience participation. Okay. Well, then you know that all of church work isn't as fun as it is here on Sunday morning. Things get said, things get done, things happen. Right? Yeah. And some people get upset. And some people aren't in church. That's kind of our job too. Picking up the fragments. Picking up the fragments. We've been there. Pardon, I've been there. After a while, it's like, excuse me, I can worship God on the golf course. Oh, you think God's name's mentioned often on the golf course. That is true. Yeah, very spiritual place. Very spiritual. Say, after a while, it's not worth the pain and agony. Lord, have mercy. Say, but it is. It is. Because we're not doing our work. We're not building our kingdom. We're building His kingdom. So we get to pass out the food. We get to pick the food up. And pretty soon, everybody is satisfied. They had enough food and they were satisfied. And 12 large baskets left over. I have no idea what they did with them.
They could share with other people over
here. They could. I mean, when you got abundance, you can just keep on giving. And that's what happens. God gives to us His blessing. We take part of His blessing and pass it on to others who are in need. They take part of the blessing and pass it on to others that are in need. The blessing never runs out. And pretty soon, everybody's needs are met. Everything is taken care of. The early church in the book of Acts, I just remembered this. When it talks about the early days, it said, and there was no needy among them. See, when the church is doing what the church is supposed to be doing, then the blessings of God keep filtering out and out and out. Yeah. Good place to be. Good place to be. So, be a blessing. Yeah, I believe in miracles. Anything else? Okay, amongst all of our other prayer requests that have come in, Bulgaria. Yeah, we got a prayer request from a lady in Bulgaria who is actually living in Armenia. Anyway, saw us online and sent in a prayer request. And I shot her an email to say we're praying, and the other morning we chit-chatted back and forth on email. And so God is sending people in from around the world for us to pray for. I just think that's really cool. I just do. So let's pray. And God can work here. Distance is no problem. We just trust God. Let Him do His thing. Father, we do thank You. Thank You for Your goodness. And thank You for what You're actually opening up through the internet. It's just kind of cool. We take that seriously. Pray You just hope and touch and help these people. We don't necessarily know what all they need, but You know. And so we pray that for the prayer requests that are spoken here, all of us have prayer requests that are not spoken, and the ones in the box, that You'll touch, help, encourage, heal, bless, whatever they need, according to Your perfect will. Bring Your will to pass. Thank You for what You're doing in our church family here. Great things. And we're just very thankful for that. Thank You for taking such good care of us. Thank You for loving us. You think about us more than we can even imagine. And You care for us so well. We are so thankful. Most of all that, You're just not a God who just answers long-distance prayer. You're a God who wants an intimate relationship with us. And thus, You taught us to communicate with You through prayer, giving us the model prayer. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn.
you and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be on all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Amen.